Tyrone Beeson is a staff writer for the Seattle Times-Pacific Northwest magazine. For his essay, Black Like Me, he talked to three Seattle Seahawks about the tumultuous past year in race relations. He told KUOW's Jamala Henderson that the football players were ready to sit down and talk.
These guys are on it. They really do want to be a part of the conversation. You know, they make a lot of money. They're really famous. They're adored by people of all backgrounds, certainly by white people. The reason I wanted to include football players, because the Seahawks specifically, is because they're the most famous black people around our region, right? Everybody knows who they are. But in a way, most of us don't know who they are because they don't often talk in a personal way when it comes to race. The distinct thing about the Seahawks is that they have spoken out on the Black Lives Matter movement and on police excessive use of force and things like that. But I just wanted to know what it was like to be on the inside of that helmet and jersey when 60,000 people or so are screaming for you to score. And what are they thinking in that moment, you know? And they were totally game for it. And what I learned was that they had already been thinking about that and that the hype around being a sports star is great. But I was really touched, actually, when all three of them, in one way or another, indicated that when all that comes off, when they strip down to just being black guys in the world, the same concerns that other African Americans feel in our country are theirs, too. And they looked me right in the eyes and said, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just a brother. As Cliff Avril said that, I'm just a brother with some dollars, basically. And it wound up being a conversation that I might have had with my dad. It was that human. And so that is how these very disparate elements in the story come together. They're all telling the same story about figuring out who they are in the world, coming to terms with the fact that they may not be the same as others who enjoy other privileges, even though these are quite privileged guys in their own way. But to what extent does it matter when nobody knows your name, when nobody knows that you're on the Seahawks? What is it like when you are simply black or whoever you happen to be in the world? How do other people see you, and how does it shape your life?